You're listening to SBS News.
Steph Grant shares a compact Sydney apartment with her partner James Cruickshank. When Mr. Cruickshank fell sick with COVID-19 earlier this year, he thought it was only a matter of time before Ms. Grant was infected as well.
Rat test on Saturday because we had plans, but I felt something in the back of the throat and just felt a bit tired. Mm. Thought, okay, well, may as well. And then, you know, you get that second line, you go, oh.
Surprisingly, Ms. Grant never contracted COVID-19, despite isolating at home alongside her ill partner.
I get colds more than anyone I know, and I thought, if anyone's going to get it, it's for sure me, but I didn't. So, yeah, it was super surprising.
Scientists have been researching cases like these to better understand how COVID-19 spreads and why some people are able to escape infection. Immunologist Dr. Vanessa Bryant runs a research lab at Melbourne's Walter and Eliza Hall Institute. She's involved in a project that looks at the transmission of COVID-19 inside Australian households.
It's a question I think that's got a lot of people scratching their heads about why was I the last one standing? Why? What's special about me?
Dr. Bryant says a number of factors appear to be at play. One of the most important reasons is how recently a person was vaccinated or boosted. But research also suggests a small subset of people have genetic mutations that bolster their ability to fight off COVID-19. And other people might appear immune because they have already been infected with COVID-19. They just didn't realise it.
There's so much individual variability when it comes from person to person, and we know most of that really comes down to their genetics.
While some people have genetic mutations that protect them from COVID, others have genetic defects that make them more susceptible. Professor Stuart Tangy leads the Inflammatory Diseases Research Program at the Garvan Institute of Medical Research. He says the presence of genetic defects helps to explain cases where otherwise healthy young people get surprisingly ill after getting infected.
There was clearly a subset, small, rare, but there was a subset of individuals who were otherwise healthy, who developed very serious infection, life-threatening infection. So that pointed to a genetic possibility. It was unlikely to be due to a coexisting disease or an environmental factor.
In a recent research paper, a team including Professor Tangy estimated as many as 5% of severe COVID cases under the age of 70 could be linked to previously undiagnosed genetic defects.
There's over 400 genes that, if they don't work properly, they can result in what's called an inborn error of immunity, or a disease which presents clinically as something like recurrent or severe or adverse reactions to viral infections or some vaccines. And that's a real indicator that there is something in your genes which is not quite right.
It's difficult to get a firm idea of exactly how many people might be genetically protected from COVID-19 or how many people might be genetically susceptible. In both cases, it's likely to only be a small fraction of the general population. Scientists hope that by better understanding these mechanisms, they can design better treatments for COVID-19 and other similar viral outbreaks in the future. Steve Trask, SBS News.